episode 1103, Where's the Balance?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you feeling today? It is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you are ready to find the balance. Where's the balance? I've been searching for it. Yes, in my boxes. Haven't found it yet. Maybe you're looking on the Walmart shelf. Nope, it's not on clearance either. What do you do when you're looking for the balance? Stay tuned. We're going to jump in and dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, first off, I want to start with a story. And the story is, I've got boxes all around me, and you may hear some weird ripping noises. Yeah, that's just tape. We are on countdown today. Say an extra prayer. The movers are here. I don't know if I'll talk to you on the next day around, but you know what? Ugh, Lord willing, all will be okay. We're freezing, but hopefully we'll get an extra few degrees on our side. Same thing. Think about it. In your life, you're always looking for that edge and that buzzword of where's the balance. We all want that. It's a brand new year. It's January 17th. What are you doing with your health and wellness? Are you getting and reaching your goal yet? Or have you kind of fallen back already? Health and wellness is golden when it comes to new goals. So where's the balance? Fitting what you want with what you need. That's what we're looking for, right? It's that balance. Think of a teeter-totter. You're on one side, and you're trying to put everything else on the other side to balance you off. That other side is everything from your mindset to the food you put in your body to the thoughts that you have to the actions that you take throughout your day to the children that you have, your husband, the relationships, your community, your job, your career, your finances, your spirituality, your emotional stability. We could go on and on and on. Are you exhausted? I sure am. Where's the balance? No one yet has struck perfection when it comes to nutrition, health, wellness, fitness. Everyone struggles. Everyone does. I don't care how perfect you think someone looks, they are struggling. They may not talk about it, they may not act like it, but there is a struggle somewhere in their life when it comes to health and wellness. So wipe the idea right now from your mind that you have to have perfect to be healthy, because you'll never get there. You will never get there. And I do not use that word lightly. Never is something that I don't say, because I truly believe that nothing is impossible. But here on this earth, we will never reach perfection in health and wellness. So instead, focus on what works for you in the season. Now, your season might be you're a brand new mom. And that's a beautiful season to be in. But you can't do everything that you want to do when you're a brand new mom. When I was a brand new mom, oh my goodness, I was working full time. My husband was going to medical school. On top of that craziness, so I was supporting the family. I'm the one who had the health insurance. He was working and studying all nights. So basically, if I couldn't do it, it wasn't going to get done. It's not because he didn't want to help. His schedule just didn't allow it. And so on top of that, I needed to make sure I could take care of my child. Well, I worked outside the home, and I was told myself over and over again, you are not going to give this baby one drop of formula. That is a personal goal that I had. I wanted to give that gift to my child. And so I did. I pumped instead, and I froze milk. And it was so important to me. I made sure. And as challenges came up on latching and, oh, was I maybe not pumping as much as I wanted? Eventually, yes, I was the holy cow. I was pumping 16 to 18 ounces. You know what? For me, I couldn't lose weight when I was nursing. My body did not work that way. So in my season as a new mom, quote unquote, losing weight was not in the cards for me. So for me, it was basically, okay, doing what I could do, eating really well because I knew the way I was eating was giving that nutrition to my child. And our first child was our daughter. So I did what I could within my season. Got it? So your season might be a newlywed. Okay, newlyweds, whoo, you wear me out already. I remember those days. But you're younger, you have more energy, but you also are focused on whom? The other one, right? We kind of lose focus of ourselves. That doesn't happen until much later when you're like, what did I do? Why did I let myself go? Okay, that's for another episode, but that might be a season that you're in now. Maybe you're a woman wanting to better her mind and body. We get to an age where we're like, what about me? How can I take care of myself? Maybe that's your season. Maybe you're a CEO in the works. Yeah, building a business. Whether it's a network marketing business you happen to love, there's so many out there and awesome good ones. But it takes work, right, to get that done. Maybe you are launching your own brick and mortar business. No matter what you're doing as a business, it takes work. Being a CEO and also being at home takes a lot of effort. So those might be just a few seasons that you might be in. For me, oh dear, Gussie, you know my season. I'm in the middle of a move. I need to be on a reality show because I would get like frequent flyer miles for this. I have moved so many times. Understand this, change is your constant. And if you learn to work within the change, progress will be achieved. However, we get stuck and comfortable in our habits. We go back to what we know, what we're used to, what we don't have to think about. Regardless of the season, we do the same thing. It doesn't work, does it? Look at me. Think about this. Nutrition for me is really, really hard. It is. The way my body processes food is not the same. It's not the average out there. And I have a really difficult time maintaining what I need to do just because of how my body takes food and it does its little chemical woo-woo and out comes something and it's not always a good thing. You know, it doesn't give my body great stuff. My body doesn't always get the nutrition that it needs. I have to be oh so careful. And it's something that frustrates me on a daily basis. I can make a comment about me and my eating on a daily basis. That's how much it bothers me. So in order to overcome what I don't like, I work within the parameters that serve me. With this move, all the dishes packed, very little access to storing food as the refrigerators must be emptied in order to move because they're being loaded on the truck, well, almost as we speak. I don't have my fingertips, and I can't have my fingertips on everything healthy. I'm very what? Limited. But that's where I am. That's the season of where I am. Now, this season may be only 3 weeks to 4 weeks long. It may be only 2 to 3 weeks. I don't know. Right now, I'm in the middle of it. And so I know that's where I'm at. And I know I'm not going to be here all the time. So I don't sit here and I don't beat myself over the head. Oh my gosh, can you believe you just had that? Did you really grab that chocolate chip cookie? Oh yeah, because I haven't had a darn thing because I haven't been able to stop long enough. No, I know this is a season, just a sprinkle within my entire journey. Think about a rainfall. That doesn't happen every single day. Okay, unless if you live in a rainforest, maybe it does. I lived in Hawaii and it seems like at times it always rained. The tropical rains, oh, they were there every single morning. We don't find that though with our seasons. Change is a constant, right? Things come and go. It's the ebbs and flow of our life. So what does it really look like for you? Where are you in your season? You know, in mine right now with the move and I can't get my nutrition absolutely perfect, I have to focus on what I can do and not focus on my complications, meaning what I can't do. That's where we mess up. We mess up all the time because we're so focused on, oh my gosh, I just can't eat right. I really need to be having my greens. I need to be having my protein shake. I need to be having my lean meats and I want to be able to have my eggs. Some of that I can have, But it's not going to be something that I can cook myself. I may have to buy pre-made stuff. Guess what I did last night? I went to good old Sam's Club and I got a rotisserie chicken. And some of you are probably gasping going, you did what? Do you know what they put on there? Yeah, I do know. And maybe it's not the best, but right now, where I'm at in my life, this week, on this day, this is what I can do. And yes, it's a lean protein. Is it maybe the best lean protein? No. Could I make it better? Yes. But you know what? It's feeding me right now, and that's what I need to focus on. It's much better than me going to someplace else and getting a juicy, yeah, greasy hamburger, even though that kind of really sounds good. Flexibility is balance. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Flexibility is balance. Where's the balance? It's in flexibility. It's not about being perfect. It's not trying to put you on one side and everything else has to balance on the other. No, it doesn't work that way. If change is a constant, that means flexibility is your balance. What does that look like in the real world? Well, come on, let's break it down. Number one, do what works within your season. I just talked about, you know, what's going on with me in the move. So for me, yes, the rotisserie chicken, yeah, not the best decision, but it's better than what, than having a bowl of cereal. Yes, I got a plastic spoon out and I still have a bowl. I can eat the cereal, but really what nutrition comes from that? No, it doesn't. So I go out and get my Sam's Club little rotisserie chicken and it works for now. And it's okay. Me eating a little extra nuts. Yeah, nuts aren't always good for my body. Literally a handful. I'm talking like 10 to 11 almonds. That's all my body needs for an entire day. Sometimes an entire 3 days. But right now with what I have access to, that is a strong, wonderful source of protein. It also is a good solid fat for me. So I may eat more nuts now because of what? Convenience. Do I need to eat like that for the rest of my life? Oh no, not for my body. But for this season, at this moment, I can do that. You got to work within what you have. So do what works within your season. Because remember, your season too is always changing. Number two, choose one goal to sustain. Just one goal. Do you know how many things I've had to shuffle? I mean, I think I had probably yesterday about 20 phone calls putting all these fires out. Because somebody forgot something, I went and wanted to have something else done and it didn't get done. So I had to go back and make another phone call and make sure it was getting, I mean, one thing after another. Did you hear what I said? One thing after another. So focus, choose one goal to sustain. You may not be able to do everything all the time. I can't. I'm on the phone for 4 hours picking up everybody else's mess. But it's just the season that I'm in. What season are you in? Choose one goal to sustain. For me right now, honestly, exercise. Oh dear, it's cold. It's not even cold. It's like frigid outside. I was out yesterday getting, that good old rotisserie chicken. It was temperature-wise, not the wind chill. The temperature was a -3. Now, some of you I know are laughing. You're like, well, we're at -20 right now. That's our temperature. Okay, I know. I feel you. I get you. But for us right now, where I'm located, we shouldn't be that cold. And that wind chill is like bitter of all bitters. It goes to the bone within seconds. So exercise, running outside, not so much for me. But I can focus on what I eat. So it's about my food until my season changes. So after the truck delivers my furniture and the goods down south, and I get a few boxes unpacked, you know what? Maybe then I can go on a walk. Maybe then I can take about 15 to 20 minutes to go for a short, brisk run because I'll be able to. And I'm moving to a little bit of a warmer area, so the weather will be on my side. So choose one goal to sustain. That's it. When things are really chaotic, that's what you want to focus on. Just one. It's very important because that just one is a big deal. Number three, adjust your actions according to the change. It's your flexibility. Can I say that my move is you know, going to be what I'm doing now is going to be my constant. No, it's not. It's for this period of time. Your season may last 3 days. A season could be as much as 3 months, or it could be 3 years. But it's your season. I can't determine that. You have to look at where you are. If you are going back to school and you are sitting there getting your degree, you're working on your bachelor's, or maybe you're going back to get your master's, your PhD. I work with so many women who are doing that. They're going back to school and they're finishing what they really want to do because they're in the prime of their life. It works for the season of where they're at. But also in that season comes what? Stress. There's other demands that aren't typically put upon you. So you being healthy by getting sleep, yeah, you may need to make sure you get sleep. And so maybe for you, exercise, maybe it's walking on campus. Maybe it's parking a little further away. So when you walk in to pick up your groceries, you're getting those steps in just to keep your body moving. But you may not have time to go to your favorite spin class every other day because it's the season that you're in. But remember, your season will change. And then you can add that spin class in. Adjust your actions according to the change. That's flexibility. It's hard to find balance. And that's where you have to learn to implement flexibility. Maybe you want some help with this. Now, I got to tell you, I'm being honest. Send me a note when you click on that link, Take AIM, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation, our coaching call, one-on-one. Now, understand, in about a day and a half, I'm going to lose internet except for what comes off my Wi-Fi, meaning my phone, my hotspot. So it's going to be a little bit crazy. So give me a few days. However, don't make that an excuse not to click on that link today. You matter to me, and I promise you a response. All I'm asking is you to be patient. I want to come beside you. This is my free gift to you. I am here to serve and help you. You want to know where's the balance? Let me help you find yours in your life, your lifestyle. Not mine, not your girlfriend's, not your mom's. It's your lifestyle. We can begin to set that up. So click on that link, Take AIM, in the show notes. I want you today to give yourself permission to stop being so rigid. Stop trying to do things the way that you always want them done. It's not about perfection. You will not reach perfection when it comes to health and wellness. Balance is found in flexibility. So today, Take AIM with flexibility. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.